Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, June 8th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss something positive for a change, a new development in the Middle East. At least it seems like a positive one to me. Last Thursday, June 4th, 2015, representatives of Israel and Saudi Arabia appeared at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C. and made an announcement. They announced that since the beginning of 2014, or about 17 months now, representatives of those two countries, Israel and Saudi Arabia, have had five separate meetings to discuss their common problem, that being Iran. Actual diplomacy between the two countries has never been publicly admitted before. The first speech was given by Anwar Majid Eshki, a retired Saudi general and an ex-advisor to Prince Bandar, the former Saudi ambassador to the United States. Then Dore Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, who is slated to be the next director general of Israel's foreign ministry, gave a speech. This diplomacy and even these speeches are revolutionary events in light of what has passed between these two countries. For decades, Saudi Arabia has yet to even recognize Israel's right to exist. Israel has not accepted a Saudi peace plan which calls for a Palestinian state, in which Saudi Arabia has always asserted is mandatory for peace to be possible in the region. The two countries have much to separate them, which they admitted. But their message was identical this time. That is, Iran is trying to take over the Middle East, and it must be stopped. Mr. Eshki spoke first for Saudi Arabia, and he laid out a brief history of the course Iran has taken since the 1979 revolution. He highlighted acts of terrorism, hostage-taking, and aggression against civilized nations. In his remarks, he presented a plan with his goals for the region. Goal number one, achieving peace between Israel and the Arabs. Did you hear that, folks? The number one goal of Saudi Arabia is peace with Israel. Number two, regime change in Iran. Number three, greater Arab unity. Number four, the establishment of an Arab regional military force. And number five, a call for an independent Kurdistan to be made up of territory now belonging to Iraq, Turkey, and Iran. This is, in effect, a de-revolution in Iran. Turnabout is fair play, I guess, since Iran has Saudi Arabia surrounded and wants to destroy the royal family there. They are trying to effect regime change in Iran. Mr. Gold did not call for regime change, however. He said that not all differences between Saudi Arabia and Israel have been resolved, but, quote, but our hope is we will be able to address them fully in the years ahead, end quote. The 5 points listed in Mr. Eshki's plan call for no less than a restructuring of the Middle East with the Gulf Arabs united, and with a joint military force to achieve unity and regime change in Iran. The Arabs must make peace with Israel, which does not threaten them in any way. This would isolate Iran even more. The independent Kurdistan issue is a direct in-your-face to Turkey, which has refused to join the 10-nation coalition against the Houthis in Yemen. But Turkey has been somewhat cooperative with the Arabs. Iraq has basically ceased to exist, and Iran is a mortal enemy, so it is basically a call for a new Middle East with Arab leadership and at peace with Israel. If the common foe were vanquished, would Saudi Arabia and Israel still be friends? Who knows, folks? In 2010, WikiLeaks released documents showing that relations were warming between Saudi Arabia and Israel, because the Arabs felt that due to Israel's warm relationship with Washington, it could best press Washington for action against their common foe, that being Iran. The documents further revealed that the Arabs believe they can count on Israel, not so much the U.S. anymore, but they can count on Israel against Iran. Any cooperation between these countries, considering their long history and harsh words for each other, is welcome. Mr. Gold pointed out that Hezbollah, an Iranian proxy in Lebanon, is now being outfitted by Iran with modern precision-guided missiles, as opposed to the old unguided ballistic rockets that Iran has traditionally given to its proxies. He also said that Iranian forces are close, very close now, to the Israeli-Syrian border. This is all in direct dispute with what President Obama said in his recent interview with Atlantic Magazine. That was the subject of an earlier podcast. The president said that he didn't think any of the $100 billion of sanctions relief released to Iran would be going to terrorism. Well, the two countries standing together on the same stage is significant, since Saudi Arabia has worked for Israel's destruction since Israel's founding in 1948. As Mr. Gold said, it doesn't mean we've resolved all our differences, but our hope is that we will address them fully in the years ahead. The five meetings were held in India, Italy, and the Czech Republic. They have the same problems and the same challenges, these two countries, and at least they have some of the same answers. If the meetings were held in three different countries, why make the announcement in Washington? Well, because Washington, especially the Council on Foreign Relations, is the world center, the closest thing the world has to a capital. Finally, folks, that Barack Hussein Obama is quite the diplomat, isn't he? While turning his back on his two old friends and embracing their common enemy, he brings the two enemies together to oppose his new friend. Go figure, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.